The Ultimate and Complete Triumph of God. In his book, A Spiritual Autobiography, on pages 65 through 67, William Barclay wrote, "I believe implicitly in the ultimate and complete triumph of God, the time when all things shall be subject to Him and when God will be everything to everyone, as we read in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 24 through 28. For me, this has certain consequences. If one man remains outside of the love of God at the end of time, it means that one man has defeated the love of God, and that is impossible. Further, there is only one way in which we can think of the triumph of our God. If God was no more than a king or judge, then it would be possible to speak of his triumph, if his enemies were agonizing in hell or were totally and completely obliterated and wiped out. But God is not only king and judge. God is Father. He is indeed Father more than anything else. No father could be happy while there were members of his family forever in agony. No father would count it a triumph to obliterate the disobedient members of his family. The only triumph a father can know is to have all of his family back home again."